Hi, and welcome to Jolly's Spring 2017 podcast series. This is Jen Whitley, the co-principal editor of the Journal of Language and Literacy Education, a peer-reviewed open-access journal housed in the Department of Language and Literacy Education at the University of Georgia. Today I'll be speaking with Holly Madison and Ashley Boyd of Washington State University about their piece titled, Are We Making Progress? A Critical Literacy Framework to Engage Pre-Service Teachers for Social Justice. Thank you, Holly and Ashley, for joining me today. I look forward to hearing more about your piece.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks so much for having us.
For my first question, I'd like to address progress. Because your article introduces an original framework focusing on concepts related to social justice, I'd like to start by asking you about progress. Can you tell us what this framework is, who it is for, or who benefits from it, and what your goals were in developing it?
Sure. So PROGRESS is a memorable acronym that signifies a system for examining the content of a text for 8 specific social justice-related concepts. And those concepts are positionality, race, sexual orientation, gender, relationships, environment, social class, and stereotypes. And really what it was developed for was for pre-service English teachers, with ultimately the goal of helping them develop their critical literacies as well as their knowledge of social justice, and really to help them read and evaluate texts with a critical lens. What's great about PROGRESS and what's important about it is that it considers intersectionality and really recognizes the importance of making pre-service teachers aware of the overlapping and interconnected nature of these social categories.
Great. Where did the idea for PROGRESS come from? What needs were you seeing that were not being fulfilled otherwise, and how does your framework address those needs?
As a student, I was taking methods courses for English, and I was really challenged to consider how I would integrate critical literacies and social justice into my future classroom. And so really I began looking for tangible examples of how these concepts were currently being used in curriculum, because I really wanted and needed something that moved beyond theory and was translated into practice. In my own research, I was unable to find what I was looking for as an educator. So I applied for a university research grant that I used to develop PROGRESS. And working with Ashley, we were able to not only ground the framework in theory, but we began to translate it into practical applications, such as a table that defines each element. It also gives suggestions for potential areas of inquiry for each element, and it recommends 3 initial questions based on Leela Christianberry's questioning circle, which is focused on what does the text say, how does that apply to the individual, or how does the individual kind of look at that in their own lives, and then kind of how does society look at that issue, really. And that was kind of developed to help guide and encourage discussion based around these social justice issues. But we also developed a worksheet that helps pre-service students track each element of the framework, allowing them to write a few examples of each element of positionality, race, orientation, gender, relationships, environment, social class, and stereotypes. But the great thing about this worksheet is that it can also be used by the pre-service teacher instructors with assessing their student understanding of those concepts.
Wonderful. Thank you, Holly. The next question is for Ashley and addresses the term social justice, which is used often, so much so that it's become almost a buzzword in academia. Your article does not treat it this way, though, and I wanted to ask on behalf of our listeners, what does social justice mean to you, and what role does it play in the classroom?
Yeah, so that's something that Holly and I have actually talked a lot about, and that she's found a lot in her research as she's been working on this framework, is the idea that social justice is sort of becoming more in vogue in teacher education and in mission statements at schools and even at churches. And so we try to be really clear when we write about this exactly what we mean by it. And in terms of, for us, it's a political stance. And so I always think of social justice as having 2 parts. The first is a commitment to or an awareness of the ways that oppression, privilege, and power work in society, both on individual levels, but also probably more importantly on a structural level. And then the second piece is the action to those systems of oppression. So we know that, and I'm drawing here on James Banks and Ken Zeichner's work that tell us that multicultural education kind of became diluted over time in sort of a more celebratory way. And so social justice came about as a phrase to really denote that piece of activism. And so we see its role in the school as allowing teachers to open up spaces for their students to engage in activism, and also the teachers themselves engaging in their own activism by including social justice in their classrooms. But we also think that this needs to come about in discipline-specific ways So social justice within the particular area that a teacher is working, and that's why we came up with this critical literacy framework specifically for English and specifically for reading text.
Great. Those are some powerful points I think really will appeal to our readers and listeners. Thank you. Why is it so important for this kind of work, progress, social justice pedagogy, critical literacy, you name it, to be done specifically with pre-service teachers?
First, I think we think that pre-service teachers need to know that social inequity exists, right? So we have to bring in social justice and these things like progress and theoretical work combined with the practical to show them that social inequity exists and that you have a role in working to dismantle that in your own classrooms. So they'll be the ones that can either uphold the status quo and continue schooling in the way it's been done or work to disrupt that with their students. So first, I think just having pre-service teachers on board with that, but then also they'll be the ones that are teaching their students how to do this kind of stuff. So they need tools and strategies to work with students that are research-based and theoretically sound that they can implement with their own students, which is what we really hope to do with progress, was to give them this very clear, structured strategy as a place to start, to give them some language to talk about inequity, but then also to give their students that same language and invite their students to action. So we kind of conceptualize progress as a first element in recognizing that these things exist, and then we see it hopefully extending into some sort of action with students.
That's great. Thank you, Ashley. Holly, what are your next steps for this research? Specifically in the article, you discussed this framework in relation to the text, The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian. Where do you see progress going from here?
So in the article, we do line up progress with The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian, but really we can see its application in further research in areas across multiple texts. So really considering the canon or traditional texts that are typically used in the classroom, but also media or text-based texts. So really the idea of going across the board, and we can really see progress being applied to multiple texts in that way. And that can be done through the unifying theme. So really some more research in that area would be great. For example, in our article specifically, we use colonialism and imperialism that are seen in an Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian and kind of connect that up with The Tempest by Shakespeare and the movie Avatar by James Cameron. But we also see some further research being applied beyond just pre-service teachers. We can also see this utilized with in-service teachers as well. Like Ashley was mentioning, pre-service teachers are going to take what they learn and apply it into the classroom. But we can also see established teachers kind of utilizing that. And so some further research in that would be great. But most recently, we received an IRB to gather some empirical data on the implementation of progress in an actual classroom. So this spring, we'll be working with pre-service teachers and implementing progress with them and seeing how they interact with the framework and really gathering some empirical data on that and trying to work further into expanding on progress and creating more resources for those pre-service teachers.
So as Holly mentioned, we are looking forward to giving the framework a little bit more depth and seeing how the teachers work with that, how pre-service teachers work with it. And one of the things that we're really interested in, too, is seeing how they make sense of the intersectional pieces. That's one of the things that we've challenged in our pilot studies that we've looked at is our students to use the framework and then also have them connect categories across and see what they do in those terms. And also one of the things that we ask them about are silences. So the framework asks them to look for these concepts within the text, but then we point out that if they don't see a piece and it's missing, then what does that mean? Because the absence of race in a text or the absence of sexual orientation also means something. So we can look at that in terms of power and oppression as well. So the framework really provides a space for talking about things that are there and things that aren't there, and then also, as Holly mentioned earlier, that intersectional piece.
Wonderful. I really see this research as timely, much needed, and out of the box in the best way. Thank you, Holly and Ashley, so much for taking this time to talk about your work with myself and Jolly listeners today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your time, Jen. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Listeners, please continue the dialogue began here by engaging in Holly and Ashley's piece in our Spring 2017 issue themed Out of the Box and Into the Margins.